That's okay. We do have a person here querying the number for the Fair Trading Commission. So I will ask one of my WhatsAppers to kindly send me that number. I don't have a telephone book in front of me. Actually, there's one over there, but it's a little far from me. So get one of our persons to kindly share with us the Fair Trading Commission number. As they are listening on the radio and they want me to call it out on the radio. So hopefully one of you will share that number. So I would like to share that number. And someone agrees with me that this selfishness permeating the country where persons are parking in handicapped spaces, and they shouldn't do it. And they went on to share about what happened quite recently where somebody took up two spots. Oh yeah, that's just an outright disrespectful and selfish thing that some people do. And sometimes you may feel as though you don't want to walk very far, but there are other people who can't even walk like you can walk. Be kind, you know? Think about others and not yourselves only. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm hearing a little... Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am. First-time caller. I'm always a bit challenged when, and I'm going back to that conversation as it relates to the fire service being moved, et cetera, and people sharing their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily have an opinion as it relates to where it should be or whatever. That is left up to the experts and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But I am always challenged when an individual calls to almost attack another person because they have another opinion and talk about negativity and all that sort of thing. I'm always challenged by that. I think we right now live in a society where, and hear me on this one, right now live in a society where we Bajans got frustrated with one government, got rid of them, and somehow gave the other party the entire slate of 30 seats, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a so-called opposition. It's really not an opposition, if you think about it. There's a man that left his party and started his own out of, I don't know, and I have my opinion as it relates to what he left and so on, and I will share that here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no opposition. And I think absolute power has the nature to corrupt. And in my view, it is the responsibility of us, Bajans, to kind of keep the government held to its responsibility, you know, keep their
foot to the fire, yes?
Yes, it is our responsibility to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So to attack a man because a man comes to give his opinion as it relates to they don't think the fire station should be moved here, I'm always a bit challenged by that. We need to be able to listen to people's opinions as it relates to that when they vary, when they're not the same as ours, and be cool with that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I may not agree with you, but get on with life. You know, that's just what it is. But we really need, as a public, to step up and keep our government pretty cold, because absolute power has that nature to corrupt.
Indeed.
And I don't believe that this government came into power with the intention to do bad things or to corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, the nature of absolute power has that ability. So we need to help that government by keeping them to the cold. And that's my contribution here this afternoon.
So I really want to thank you for your contribution as a first-time caller. You have shared a view that I share. I think that two things you said: we need to be more tolerant of different perspectives. And then two, because somebody doesn't have your view, it doesn't mean that their view is negative or there's a negativity there. And then thirdly, there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying this can be done better, especially in a scenario where we had 30 Love, where our government is, as you say, big. Share some other perspectives. The policy position may be well-intended, but it may not be well-executed or well-implemented. So therefore, another perspective or another suggestion is always useful. So I thank you so much as a first-time caller for coming and sharing your perspective. And my lovely co-moderator, Mr. Dennis Johnson, I think he's responsible for this because he just came to Mr. Stout, wasn't he? Well, we have a number here for the Fair Trading Commission, and it is 424-0260. That number is 424-0260. And when we come back, we will share a little bit more about those other things for 20 things for 2020. Down to Brass Tacks. We have a caller, but I'm just going to do two more or one more. After traveling, be punctual. if you have a doctor's appointment, if you have to get to work, wherever you have to go, be punctual. I know there's a lot more that can be said on that, but when we take this call, after we take this call, we'll come back down to brass tacks. So that call is actually not there. So I'll continue then. It says to be punctual. What does that mean for us as a people? We have to be punctual. Too many people, I traveled a bit over the last 10 years. I was reflecting on it as I prepared for my next decade and what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go and those type things. And I did quite a bit of traveling in this last decade. And of one of the places, interestingly, I went to Atlantic Canada. And interestingly, I thought it was just a Bajan thing or a Caribbean thing where people are primarily late for things or they move a little slow. And in Atlantic Canada, interestingly, because they call it island time, I never looked at it from that perspective. But believe it or not, they move a little slower than persons down Toronto and Calgary and the other places. And that was an interesting experience for me. Not that they were sloppy, but that punctuality was not as highly revered as it is in other parts of Canada. And it simply, they attributed it to the island. They call it island living because they've also traveled and they've seen the other countries, whether in the Caribbean or otherwise, that are close to the sea. They too have that easygoing kind of work. But being punctual is useful for you because time is money. Huh? And that is not just for us as individuals, but I would encourage entities. If you say opening at 5, you open at 5. If you say opening at 4, open at 4. If you're closing at a particular time, I know many instances where people close, they want to close very punctually, but they don't always start on the time. So I would encourage people to just be punctual. I'm going to the phone lines, down to brass tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
That is number 8. Happy New Year to you and all the best.
Hi. My concern is just about the minibuses moving over to the stand. Over to the Rivers Terminal.
Yes.
In the congestion.
The ones from Probing Street?
Right, yes. I have a public service driver operating from the same Probing Street bus stand.
You're coming from or going to?
I'm a driver. I drive in the same bus stand. I operate the same minibus moving that same stand.
Oh, so you're going to have to move or you are moving? Which one is it?
I'm moving because I already moved from Probing Street over to the Jara stand.
I'm just asking you, you fall in the category who you were there before or you had to move?
I was there before 24
years. Okay, so they're coming in your space, yes?
Right. So I would start hoping that the space that would be in the bus terminal, that open space with the point van used to operate before, I think there would be more suitable to put civil vans instead of jerking over in the other stand.
Work with me on that space. Where exactly are you saying?
Work behind the bus terminal, where the point van used to park at night, now the building market with the ship.
Yes. At the back of Bridge Street?
Yes, that would be enough space just to hold it, because not things to the van, but 15 or more.
And they have facility to get in there and go out and come?
Yes, the van used to operate from there before. As you could recall, the van used to park there before, especially for my van on the night. But they say the problem was it was the bathroom facility. But I think why not occupy, get some portable bathrooms to bring in, so you get something strong for them place, to avoid the combustions out in the same province with some of the old ports. You don't want to frequent our van stand because the nonsense that we happen out there.
I understand it's just under 20 persons that will be impacted on
I
that
side. Yeah, I think about 15 of you. I ain't too sure the number. I think it's about 15 or 40 of you right now that are operating.
Okay.
But then this morning, you understand that Mr. Lashley now will be representing the vans in a little predicament in the moving.
And not so Mr. Best?
My concern is that I hear Mr. Lashley's getting
my job. Oh, for a legal scenario. Okay.
Yes. But I don't know where the van, man, where they're wasting this money. Get him with Lashley after all the confusion, do ram the road with some of his vines and all kind of confusion. You know, after all this confusion, he gets to represent them. We don't know where they could wait how to sue Michael Lashley. I tell the lawyers in Barbados, we don't want Michael Lashley.
But they wouldn't have Mr. Lashley QC if he wasn't requested by the majority of persons. So maybe you're only about one of them. Who...
Well, I only work part time, but I mean, I got a lot of years because I do other work. Sorry, but I think Mr. Lashley called the law is confused and too much permissions on the road. Too much.
So you're saying then that the policy the policy was poorly envisaged in the first place. I know the result is no, you're no going back to repeal something.
No, he's coming out to sell the problem. He knows us that what them do from before is foolishness. So what makes that man dash on the road just a couple of days before election, when you know the road cannot cope this of violence? There's too much violence on the road. Then the technical legitimate in a small space in an office stand that even built up in the first beginning. A stand that only occupied from 6 years because there's no legs, no stability, small space. So they don't know where the backwards thing that because they know here about it because even though that you know science, you had a lawyer, you know here on news that Malachi is supposed to represent men. So I'll draw my contract and give a really a brief call. So I think I don't know about where necessarily going on, but I think that's a more better space to put the vans to claim there until the point some place mostly because I for the construction. I would never cut construction going on. But I think putting that on stand, I think there's too much to have out there already. And a lot of all the force being around there because they don't like what they're nonsense going on. It's far walk now. And then it's just space, the income, everything is back where I think it needs a little more adjusting. And it's a further space in town, I think it could just take these few vans going like this.
So it isn't temporary because they're not going back to the same space. This is going to be a new
period. I can't understand they're going there period. But I think in the meanwhile, look for more of them that everybody's comfortable. So just jiggly old instead. That's kind of like a pack of bags or a pack of garbage. Oh, they're sickening. And complex come from the passengers. A lot don't like with them, but we've got a choice them because they can't walk home. But I think it needs to be more tweaked and I for the construction, so don't get me wrong, because I for any construction going on. But in the meanwhile, it got to be a level playing field towards for here all. And here.
So this call, based on your call, I'm calling then on the Transport Authority to consider the perspectives of the persons who are playing their trade in the van stand, the respective van stands, and hear from them, hear from both the passengers as well as the drivers on some proposed alternatives.
I talked to a few. So everybody was more concerned and not going up there, man. So much confusion. They're minding me police in a heavy way that I don't know. I never went there yet 16 years ago. So nobody can be going there because I only went on a weekend. So my chance going to experience will be Saturday coming
up. But
I myself was over there because I've never even been in South once all year right now. They're once there because they just like it. But we're going to charge by the go because that's where the stand will be. So just begging for the authorities who are positioned to
consider
looking wrong
alternative perspectives.
I just say it's not much violence. So they are less fear to just jick it instead of going there. But the time being, until you get these full things put in place. So that we have a sale for now and glad to hear it and give some a chance to get a chance to get on store.
Thank you so much, sir. I hope that there's consideration. There's a person here asking, do we have too many vans or is it poor allocation? That's an interesting question there from someone. Interesting. Dr. Brass Sachs, good afternoon.
All right, good afternoon to you, Miss Gill. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Happy New Year, likewise to you and your family. By extension to the
Brass Sachs family.
Network. Yes.
And Starcom
Network.
Yes.
Yes. Now, three things I wanted speak to you on this afternoon, and the first I will deal with of the spinoff of the last caller has to do with the vehicles moving from the minibuses moving from the Bourbon Street onto the River Road terminal. I said before and I will say again that I believe that this would efficiently be done if the government had considered having the Terminal 1 and Terminal 2 in the river stand, and the space is there for it, where that they would have an allocation in the space for the yellow buses only, and then a space only for the ZRs, rather than sharing a single space. I believe the problem and the challenge the government is having is trying to have them to share a single space. So that's why I believe that the government should consider a Terminal 1 and a Terminal 2 space in the river stand.
I thought we had a terminal one and terminal two before, but we had it based on one was in, wasn't one in River Road, the other one was down.
No. What I'm saying, it's the same
space. In the same space. So I'm hearing you, yes.
Right. So since that those applying the Silver Hill route has now been asked to move over now to the river stand, I believe that the government should consider two terminals where the yellow buses would occupy a single space for themselves, mm-hmm. and have a single lane. Mm-hmm. Why these Zedars would occupy a single space for themselves, mm-hmm. and have a single lane. There's enough room across there. Okay. And what I would recommend, mm-hmm. is that those vendors, mm-hmm. who is now on the perimeter, you would bring them in the center so they separate the spaces between the two. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, but wouldn't that be hazardous in the sense that people have to come in to buy something from the vendor? The to and fro of a vehicle coming up and down. I'm just...
No.
There'll be barricades.
Follow me for a moment. Mm-hmm. If the stores are brought in the center, so when you're approaching from the, what you call the old Fort Royal garage area,
mm-hmm.
where Spring Bridge, coming from the Spring Bridge area.
Yes.
You would run into the first terminal.
Yes.
And then if you want to do any purchasing of or patronize any of the vendors,
mm-hmm.
you will then move forward a little further, which will get you know in the direction of the terminal.
Mm-hmm.
So the vendors will sit in the middle of the two terminals that create the separation. It
right.
can be looked at. I don't believe it, to be honest, but I believe it can be looked at. The next point I want to make is I hear the rumblings of the old National Insurance building and the removal and the demolition of the fire station. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, ma'am, if Barbados has not given any consideration to the fact that the fire station in its current state, mm-hmm. has probably outlived its usefulness, and that a modern fire station in the city of Bridgetown, given the fact that there are high-rise buildings, not only present, but are also in the designated to be built in the near future. That a modern fire station built in the city of Bridgetown would now be more appropriate as opposed to what we currently have. I mean, sometimes I know we get caught up in tradition, and this could get me now to my third point. But tradition is one of the things that Christ condemned. Because mm-hmm. the scribes and the Pharisees held on to tradition. You know, the disciples of Christ was taken to task by the scribes and the Pharisees for breaking bread without washing their hands. And Christ had to bring them some semblance of understanding as the eating with hands that are not washed is not the problem. And that the problem had to do with the change of heart.
Mm-hmm.
More so than eating with unclean hands.
Mm-hmm.
But and then I heard a caller talk to you about the regathering 2020. I want to make the country aware, ma'am, at this point, that if they read the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, that they will see that there is a biblical principle in regathering. Remember the walls of Jericho? The walls of Jericho were celebrated by the Jews in Jerusalem, ma'am, as a direct result of God instructing Nehemiah, when Nehemiah brought his brother to be the governor, and Nehemiah then brought the priest,
mm-hmm.
who came, and they were responsible for gathering the Israelites.
The diasporic tribes.
those that were in exile, ma'am, I brought them together, and music was being heard in the streets, trumpets and all types of things, as they made their merriment and rejoicement over the gathering. Mm-hmm. So it was the intention of God to bring the Israelites back together, mm-hmm. not only for the purpose of celebration, but to unite and to enter a new covenant with them at the particular point in time. Mm-hmm. So gathering is not anything new. It is a principle set up by God. And I laud the Prime Minister because she's one of the boldest individuals that I've ever come across when it comes to these things. And they were always, ma'am, these things will always be confronted with a lot of pulling aside and people creating all kinds of things because they don't understand. They don't understand what unity is about. God is about unity. Mm. The gathering of the Israelites was simply to bring them together, because being in Egypt and caught up with the idolatry of the Egyptians, God wanted them, because they were chosen by Him, He wanted them to come back and bring and create a semblance of unity,
okay,
among them. So there is nothing inherently wrong with the government in its quest, ma'am, to go forward with the what was now known as the gathering. It's a biblical principle, ma'am. And if you read Ezra and Nehemiah, it spells out all of what God expected of the Israelites when they came together.
Actually, I just started James, and the very first verse, James said he was talking to the 12 tribes of the diaspora.
So
it was very interesting that you said Nehemiah and Ezra. But yes, I think that people don't fundamentally have a challenge with regathering. And while you may hear, as the first time previous caller just said, sometimes somebody may have a different perspective, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Let them share their views, and they may not agree with you, or they may not be of your same ilk, but there will be people who will have a challenge with some of the same events of the gathering. They may not go to some of them, but they may go to the ones in their parish. But I think it's a good concept. I would just hope that it is not too expensive on the government's purse, as according to one of the callers before who talked about priorities, if something else needs doing, some money should be put on that, you know, under that line item, and deal with it. If people feel as though there is too much dancing and gathering, and that their issues aren't being dealt with.
But ma'am, one of the essential essential priorities for us right now, because once we are not united, all other things fall apart. So if you can have people reunite. Because if you read the book of Acts, I think it is Acts 15 or 17, that has made it lucidly clear, ma'am, that God has made all nations one blood.
I have one here for you. I have a WhatsApper here for you that said to be careful not to make this into a spiritual thing. Putting the gathering in biblical times. I will soon hear that Motley is the Messiah. As they have compared Donald Trump to the chosen one. I just shared that with you.
That comment is not really responsible, man. The comment, the post that you have just read, is really irresponsible.
Not necessarily. Suppose the person just meant it in nice gay banter. Don't take it that serious.
No. I don't. I'm not saying that. And I will hope that those who listen to me, don't interpret what I'm saying as that the Prime Minister is the Messiah. But the bottom line, ma'am, is this, right? Is that we can go forward, ma'am, if we do so united. When we are not united, it creates all types of challenges for us and for our leaders. Because that Nehemiah was inspired by God and chosen also by Him to bring together the Israelites. And there had to be a fundamental reason why God felt that they should come together in unity. Because that God, on the God that I serve, is not a God of confusion. He's one that is systematically sets up a program that leads his people, that will lead his people to Him, as opposed to away from Him.
Okay.
And that unity can only be the right thing sought in order to bring your people together. And there's nothing inherently wrong with it. Nothing, absolutely nothing. God has made of one blood all nations.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? The soil on the face of the earth. That's in the book of Acts.
Yep.
And he has determined the habitation of the boundaries. So thus far and north far, as far as God is concerned, with the inhabitants of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your perspectives. This is Dr. Brass Tacks. We go to the next caller. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year and all those good things. Wishing you all the best for
2020. You and yours and all. Yeah, I was thinking about I think the gathering is very good. We just shouldn't be looking at it as even people from England, America, Canada, from all of Africa, or, you know, encourage a person.
I think they mean everyone.
Right. I mean, you should even push for that some more from persons from coming, and the same way we seek our roots, the Africans could seek the roots out here as well. The park that is to be placed where the NIS building is, I'm thinking, I was wondering if it's just going to be a park or a cultural park where persons can, I think it's Mr. Camel mentioned that, about having the craft and different things on sale there. And I mean, if it is set up nicely, even the tourists from the Hyatt, that is something they can come over and visit. And I think that space can be really utilized properly. And somebody was wondering if people are going to leave home and going apart. That is so central. I even think we can have a theater there, with art theater.
Moving it to a park, so it wouldn't be a theater.
I mean, over the other side where we got the there's the old.
You mean the Empire?
The Empire Theater. Oh, that can be.
I think the Empire Theater is supposed to be
not coming down to
redone.
Right. I mean, that can be a cultural center and the art outside and the cultural center inside and different things can go on there. You can have your plays and different things there. It's not just the Frank Cullman Hall, but there's so much talent in this country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's so much talent. I think what was missing from Bridgetown, too, is a cinema. They all have gone to other places, but I think Bridgetown need a cinema. So, I mean, a well-planned-out
structures,
more than one. They really do great in that area. That is St. Trudy bus stand, everything there.
Mm.
The minibuses now, very, very the first, but the minibuses over by the river. Oh, there are spaces for every... When you first walk in to the minibus stand from its courtesy, that was there, that garage.
Yeah.
On the left going in.
Oh, you mean by where the Toyotas are?
No. Where the minibuses are right now.
Mm-hmm.
The new bus terminal.
Where Platinum was?
Where the stores that are people are selling things. There are spaces there that was made for the minivan before they put them over by the fire station.
Okay.
And there, if you go and look there, you'll see they're all there, just all the spaces there, divided and set out for those minivans, though. So I just mean that they will have to find a way, even if they have to restructure the booths that persons are using.
So you're thinking about visiting that park that will be placed there?
No, I gone over to the minivan stand now.
Oh, sorry.
Over by the river. I gone over there now.
Well, sorry.
So I'm thinking, for now, where the fellas are saying that everybody's squeezed up in the new terminal building, that there are spaces already set out years ago for the minivan, the yellow ones, the big yellow ones. All along that spaces, there are huts that people are selling in, but yet the spaces are there available.
Okay.
If you go there, you will see what I'm talking about. spaces okay. are divided for each area and everything.
Okay.
It's spread out. That could be a spread out area where the yellow vans go there.
It would be good if it would be good if Barbados has some more of those town hall like meetings where people can come and bring their ideas. And I mean, sometimes before some decisions are made, that we can have some more involvement of people, because it really lends to, there are always some really good suggestions coming from BASTAX, and sometimes you wonder if the powers that be, I mean, sometimes we may share some of the info, but if the powers that be who have to make some of the decisions, if they don't take on board some of them. But I find sometimes too often there is a decision made and then there's always this retroactive, or this didn't work, or this wasn't considered, and so forth. Dr. BASTAX, thank you so much. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I am well. Hoping you have a good year. All the things that you prayed for.
First, let me start by wishing you the best for 2020.
Thank you. To you and yours.
Because you have been excellent in 2019.
Oh, my thank you.
And I know you had some sad moments coming on to the end, but nevertheless, Lisa, what is important?
How you know? You know of one of them.
I saw of one of them.
Only one.
I saw of your attendance, and I said, "Whoa, never knew this. This is the person." That was the first time I saw a photograph of you.
I don't have where
no into detail. It was out of service. Come on, please.
No, I asked that because I had four funerals in the latter part of last year.
It's to do with your chairmanship.
Okay, so that's one. That was
That's obvious. What I call about, I am happy that over the years that I've called the station. Mm-hmm. And make suggestions and recommendations that it worked. Only yesterday I called about Carnegie Hall, and surprisingly there's a double spread today.
You're serious.
About it, right?
You preempted that?
No, but you know how sentimental I am as far as the song is concerned. I think you know. Yeah. Now, I want to come back. You could only put in an input if you have an idea. I want to come back to make a rigid suggestion to the Transport Authority as far as the movement of these 15 vehicles from the that route, Newton Road. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of room, Lisa, in that Transport Authority on the eastern side, which could accommodate at least 10 to 15 vehicles. I personally believe that they could lick out that wall and they could accommodate the 15 vehicles on the eastern end, of that Transport Authority building there in Constitution. I am also of the belief that the river was designed very attractive, very beautiful attraction. I believe there should be a little walkway, mm-hmm. a pedestrian walkway across that river, so it would allow people who go into the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, instead of having to walk all the way around, all the way up River Road, it's just a shortcut, a pedestrian, that's about a 2 foot wide walkway, which would give people the right to walk across to the hospital for the hospital visit and walk back across to the bus terminal. So I don't think we have a problem. I think people got to listen to people's suggestions, and having used that area for the last years, donkey years, I spent up to last week Friday trying to observe what could be alternative. And the alternative I see is that the Transport Authority new building can accommodate, but it is too close up. Take out the eastern wall, which has that check-up position. Make it a kind of a movement between there for the commuters to be able to go left or right. And the 15 buses could go on the eastern end, and the exit and entrance could be the same. I don't see anything different from that. But what I would like them to do is also consider the pedestrians, the commuters of the vehicles who get out and then have to walk all the way across, have to walk up River Road, mm-hmm. have to turn around and walk all the way around, and have to walk up Constitution, have to walk across the hospital or road. Mm-hmm. Somebody could come up with a simple plan to set across that bridge a little walkway. Mm-hmm. And that would be helpful. But I'm only saying these things, and I'm hoping that, like yesterday call, and I called because, name, like the lady there just now called, she asked about Freedom Party. She mean a Freedom Party should be the name of a person. We've got to start attaching names to these things. We have to start identifying the cultural history of this country.
Okay.
You agree?
I agree that the history, all that historical significance need to be shared. I actually was reading only yesterday. I visited the Foreign Affairs, my old workplace, and I left with a document. I started reading it for breakfast this morning. And it's on our national hero, the right excellent Aaron Barrow.
Yeah.
He was the son of a religious teacher.
That's right.
And a lot of different things that I didn't know about him.
Bishop Barrow?
Yes. And I thought it pretty interesting that sometimes we only share a few pieces. And sometimes it's always hard to connect with those other historical facts, him living in British Virgin Islands and a couple other things, a lot of his earlier years and what has, because a lot of things before we turn 20 years old,
influence
the persons that we become and the passions that we have, the places we've gone, the things we've done. And sometimes when you are void of that knowledge of a person, you don't know what pushes that person to become the person they are.
Only thing could save us, Lisa, in this coming period of time is to teach all young people the history of the country. Now, the young people know about Bob Marley, they know about Horatio Crook, but for example, the life and times of Al Bar, His Excellency Grantley Adams, Tom Adams, all these people who played are not only the politicians; they're people who have done a tremendous amount of civic work in this country.
Yes.
That seems not to be remembered. So, yes, I'm coming off. I am making one suggestion now, and I'm hoping that the people at the Transport Authority, the minister, and those responsible understand what could be done. Save the big expenditures, knock out the wall, and put the buses over there on the east side of that part of Transport Authority. Also, build a little 2-foot or 3-foot walkway for people to walk over and go to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital to get the treatment. You have a fine day.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. This is Don Tobias Stats.
Good afternoon.
Happy New Year to you, sir, and you and yours, and may you have a successful 2020.
Right. The same here to you, too.
Thank you.
Except that to tell you, I hope you have a successful 2020. Is flawed technically, right? You know, you say that everything is socially construct. Remember you tell me so?
That there everything. Are social constructs for everything?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
in 2000, right? I was thinking the way how you always think. How you all look at the time, the years. So I was arguing that the 21st century didn't start in 2000, but it started in 2001. But I realized now that I was the one that thinking this way and was in error. It actually ended because the way how you all is look at it, 2000 then will be a part of the 20th century, which is the end of the 20th century, so we will have to celebrate that year to get out of it. But the 21st century actually started in 2000. So, likewise, the 2020 really went over year's night for their morning, and we enter the 21st year. But you all don't look at it so, because we celebrate the years like how we celebrate. Celebrate our birthday, right? Like my birthday was yesterday, and I ain't tell up my age. But let's say if I was 40 yesterday, I would be a day older. But I gotta say it's 40, cause that's how we look at it. It's 40 to next year. When I getting old all the time, you're right.
So what is this new knowledge that you came up with? I'm not sure what your previous perspective was versus your current one.
Okay. It was an error that it was a point I was making on the program. I think that another lawyer was here when she was wondering if they had a 0 year, right? But when the year, like 2020 would be the starting point for 21.
For the new decade?
The third decade. Which is, we enter into 21, now we conk into 21, but we don't say it, so we just say, but the calendar is 2020. So I call it a social construct. We just going along with it that way. That's how, like, how we celebrate your birthday. We will say that if it's 40 today, if it's 40, even though that we'll be like 11 months and 27 days down. We will still say that we're that age until we get to the mark. You understand?
I know what you mean, but that's normal. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. a baby is living and breathing and having fun and about the place running around. And it's not one yet. It's just a couple months.
We just call it a couple months, but we don't measure adults like that. You understand?
Don't.
Right. So you bring the baby. We correct saying that the baby is...
The baby's months. You can only say it's months because it has only lived for months.
When it's born... That actually is a weeks old and so
right.
on.
Well, you can't say otherwise.
We don't say it to adults.
You do. If you're 40 years old, you're 40 years old. Whatever time of the month you were born, until you reach that next one, you then become 41.
Right, but would it be technically true to say that you were still 41, you were 41 and months old and so on? That ain't true.
But that's implicit in there, though. You don't have to say, I'm 41 years old. I'm 42 years old, 3 months and 14 days, 10 minutes and 3 seconds. We don't say that. We still you're 42 years old.
Because it's socially constructed, right? You agree? I only say it because it was an error in actually when some people, not only my one, but when 2000 started, the 21st century started, some people think that we had to wait to 2001 to actually really begin it. Well, in truth and fact.
Well, you thought that.
No, other people besides me do.
Okay.
Right? So it was just an argument on the thing. So I just say that. It's just because we look at it this way. But I want
to. So talk to me quickly what your issue is. Brassatz is closing at 2 p.m. So.
Yeah. I know.
Get to the point.
Right. I hear Mark talk about Mr. William talk about licking down a wall. Which wall that will be now?
He said to the east of the Transport Authority.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I had a point. I was trying to make a point with Corey yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I will remind you, Lisa, if I come over wrong way or harsh, sometimes I say things called... I was talking to a guy earlier, and I said that I can mention such and such thing to Corey when next time I meet him, right? Cause, mm-hmm. And then he tell me, don't say that because it coming over the wrong way or harsh. Okay. But some I did genuinely going do it, right? Mm-hmm. And it didn't mean nothing but I just try to speak my mind. It's come over that way when I don't really intend it to be that way. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean?
Okay.
So I mean, like, if I do it to you, I might not do it knowingly that I rubbing you the wrong way.
Okay.
So I just want to get that straight.
Okay.
But yesterday, they're talking with him about the blowing up of, and this is something that ain't new to this, the virus, they're probably like blowing up. I can remember the Hilton being blown up, but one get built back. But you in agreement with the, I know that I could talk to Coast come home, but the National Trust and those people need to come out and support. I heard the leader of the National Trust speak on it, that they weren't notified. But I disagreed, Lisa, with Bridgetown supposed to be a heritage place, but I know a lot of Belgians, to my knowledge, don't really see, like, the tourists will come out and they will look at these architecture that we have and they will take pictures and things, but Belgians, to me, don't really, it's just, I see a lot of Belgians just walking about the place and don't really admire them that much. But I, the person that is like beauty, all right? But he was saying that the Old National Shrimp building is a very ugly building, and he and some other people, but I disagree. Mm-hmm. And I oppose to it being destroyed, but mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people got the support, and this is the thing that Miss Martley would get her way is because she wanted to move it to then bring in the ideology of Freedom Park and all of these things. So that again is what can cause her to got the backup. I really understand the politics of it, but I oppose it and I disagree. I heard when it first come on, I heard about the gathering thing. Mm-hmm. I would say to the nation, I won't be a part of none of that activity, right? Because
mm-hmm.
all of it is like election campaign that has begun.
Okay.
So if you got another caller, I would wish you all the best for 2020, as they say,
mm-hmm.
and have a nice day.
Thank you so much. I wish you all the best as well for 2020. We do have another caller, a couple of WhatsApps, and I will take the other caller. Just have to share two or three more of these 20 things for 2020. I think we stopped at traveling. We stopped at being punctual, but we will go quickly to join in something, as in don't just think about you and just your family, but do something outside of you. Learn something new. Number 10. Number 11, explore. The world has a lot to offer. 12, be positive. 13, exhibit self-control. Number 14, learn your history. And I will stop there. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Mm-hmm. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks. Wishing you all the best for...
Okay, Happy New Year to you. First time I'm calling you, actually.
Okay, a pleasure.
Yeah. Yes, well, I'm calling from my position, mm-hmm. in terms of the river terminal, mm-hmm. and the move of the vans. And when I say my position, as a person who is blind, mm-hmm. I've never liked the river terminal even before the move. I have to use it now, mm-hmm. once I'm taking the civil vans. Mm-hmm. But I have always found it is not friendly for the blind person. Mm-hmm. I've always found it to be very confusing. Mm-hmm. And when the new terminal was opened over a year ago or so, right, mm-hmm. some members of my organization had a walk through with transport authorities to see how it would be.
Yeah,
I wasn't one that I did not go on that walkthrough, mm-hmm. but I've been through since then, mm-hmm. and I can tell you there are no clear distinctive areas that, because the way it's laid out, you have to get out and walk forward. There's nothing clear that you can maneuver comfortable on your own.
So, question for you: persons who did the walkthrough from the blind community would have identified some of the challenges that they were having?
Yes, they would have seen some. Mm-hmm. Some challenges. I would have made recommendations, but I don't think
they were taken on board.
I'm not the person to speak on it. I don't think they would have been made, because I don't know how much they could do the way it is laid out. Because first of all, I think a clear, distinctive pathway or walkway where you drop, mm-hmm. where persons get off, they to walk forward to board the bus. Mm-hmm. I've only used it on two or three occasions. And I know there are persons that will assist you from time to time, but you can't always depend that you would always get help.
Yes.
And I've always said, as a blind person, when you're maneuvering around town, no matter how much help you get, you need to know your way around.
Because
you always have the unscrupulous person that can
try something
of you.
Yes. All right. I thank you so much for sharing, and that's something for the Transport Authority to consider as it relates to the blind community. Also, our users of the terminals, whether it's the Fairchild Street or any other terminal in Barbados, we must consider those. And thank you for calling and sharing your perspective. I just want to add a few more things to do for 2020. Exhibit self-control. I said be positive and learn history, and then continuing, learn to say sorry. Think before you talk. Sometimes you have to be slow to anger. Love your neighbor and forgive quickly. I thank you so much for hearing us today. This is Down to Brass Tacks, and we look forward to your continued calls and WhatsApps as we continue throughout the rest of the year. My name is Lisa Gale, and it has been my pleasure. Down to Brass Tacks.